This is Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. Last week, State Impact reported on what the passage of State Question 640 back in 1992 did to tax policy in Oklahoma.
You need to have a supermajority in the House and the Senate, and the governor has to sign it. I'm still betting that if you reduce the taxes, you can never make them go up again.
But Logan Layden finds there are ways around the tax-killing law, as the mining industry may soon discover.
The key is in the wording. The text of State Question 640 requires big legislative majorities or a statewide vote for bills, quote, intended to raise revenue for support of state government. State government. The effort growing out of Johnston County in south central Oklahoma has nothing to do with raising revenue for the state. Two county commissioners, the county treasurer, assessor, and a few concerned citizens meet me at Reggie Robbins' house in Tishomingo.
The mines just continue to expand. Their operations are getting bigger and bigger, and actually we have a mine that's from Germany that's been trying to operate. More mines from Texas coming in.
Gary Green's ranch is near one of the 24/7 mining operations. He drives on county roads pockmarked by trucks loaded with limestone and through clouds of dust thrown up when rock is crushed into gravel and sand.
When I first came here, back to the west, there was very few lights. It was dark and see the stars. And now when I drive in my driveway back to the west, I see them. Looks like a small city from all the lights from the mines.
It's not that Johnston County residents want the out-of-state companies to leave. Well, some do. But this mix of Republicans and Democrats agree they should be getting something more for sacrificing the county's natural resources. District 2 Commissioner Mike Thompson.
Well, we definitely need them, and we're not trying to run them out or nothing. We appreciate what they do, employment and everything, but we just would like to have our fair share that's leaving the state.
What they want is a new tax. A severance tax on material mined in their county and then sent out of state. They want to use the tax to fix roads and bridges. The idea isn't new. Arkansas and several other states do it. Texas has a tax on concrete production. But State Question 640's restrictions remain. So when Representative Charles McCall wrote the severance tax bill he's pushing this session, he worded it carefully.
It allows the counties, if they so choose, to put it to a vote of the people within their counties. Passage of this bill does not enact a tax. It is not a tax bill.
So instead of the state imposing a tax, the bill simply authorizes counties to do so. That might get McCall around the limits of 640, but it will still be tough to authorize a new tax on business in one of the most conservative anti-tax legislatures in the country.
You just have to convey what the true intent of the bill is. It's nothing more than just punting it down to the local level. And I believe that the Republican caucus in specifically is a caucus of local control.
McCall is himself a Republican. So is Frank Simpson, who's carrying the bill on the Senate side. Also, this session, for the first time, county commissioners from across the state are organized behind the effort. Brochures are being made and distributed. And back in Johnston County, Gary Green says he's sure how the people would vote.
I think it'd be almost 100%.
It sounds like all that should be enough to get state legislators to sign on. But last year, a similar bill never made it to a full vote in the House or Senate. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. We have a link to the reporting project on our website. That's on the homepage of KGOU.org.